So early in the process, we are seeing about 2% of the phone calls that we get, which is about a handful of calls a day. What we know is that that should go up each week as we get the word out there. And I think that one of the reasons that we're going to see a probably slower volume in the mountain communities is there is already a pretty well-established crisis infrastructure. And so it's really communicating what is it that's different about us. What we think is different about us and bring and has us be an additional resource to the mountain communities is that we are available to talk about anything from a life-threatening situation to grief and loss or a relationship. We may connect them with resources that are available in their local community. We may be a supplement to them as they are waiting to see their face-to-face treatment team, or they may not need the services of a mental health professional in that moment, but they may want support from somebody with lived experience, somebody who is living in recovery with a mental illness or a substance use disorder. At that point, they can talk with one of our peer specialists.
What do you recommend people do if they do have a similar hotline already provided locally? Should they call the local one first and then you guys, or how does that work?
Many times the local hotline is the front door to a provider system. It's many times there for somebody who is already in the system, somebody that's looking for an appointment. We are not the front door to any provider system. People can call us regardless of what community they are part of, regardless of what their financial payer source is, or if there is no financial payer source at all. I want to say that we are a good place to start. And then if we make the determination that somebody needs to be referred to their provider system, we can help them get back there. Almost 30% of the people that call us are calling us for consultation because of somebody else that they might be worried about. We can get on a three-way call with an individual and someone they're concerned about and be part of the discussion, or we could do an outreach call and check in on somebody that they might be concerned about if we all determine that that would be the best next step.
Well, Bev Marquez, thanks for taking the time to talk.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.